For some people, air conditioning just feels a little unnatural. I mean, it's a refrigerated room, right? Well, there are older ways of cooling a house that are cheaper and use a lot less electricity. Matthew Grokoff is with Greenovation TV. His website suggests all kinds of ways to make homes more green. I met him at a house on a street lined with trees and century-old homes in Ann Arbor, Michigan.
I mean, it's upstairs. And
he asked me there to show me an idea that's like throwing open the windows and pulling in a cool summer breeze. It's called a whole house fan.
We're at the home of Jacinta Beener and Tori Bergman. Tori actually installed this fan himself. It cost about $250, about $9,500 less than the quote that they got to install an air conditioning system in their house. And this summer, they have not had to turn on their window units at all.
Now, Tori is not a carpenter. He's a university researcher who studies monkey vocalizations. But he decided he'd try to install the big fan in his ceiling on his own.
It was fairly easy. It took a couple hours. The tricky thing was we have an older house that had layers of plaster and wood in the ceiling. So cutting through that to make the hole took a little more work than it might in some houses. But it wasn't too bad.
I have to admit, I didn't really believe that maybe he could install it himself, and yet he did a great job, and I am the biggest fan of the whole house fan.
So you've got the Beener Bergman fan club here. And this is interesting because the goal for most homeowners is to get the house to a comfortable 72-degree temperature. And it's kind of strange that when it's 65 degrees outside and it's 80 degrees inside your house, that we're turning on an air conditioning unit when the air outside is actually colder than the air conditioning unit.
One drawback is the noise, which, you know, we've gotten used to. We kind of like it for sleeping. It blocks some of the street noise. If we're standing right underneath, and it's kind of hard to talk.
But we also have a baby, so the whole house fan serves as white noise, which really helps us move around upstairs while he's asleep.
Those people are not looking for that white noise sound like Jacinta and Tori are for their baby. They're going to be able to get something that's quieter, more efficient, more insulated, that's going to be virtually silent at the higher price points.
There have been some surprises along the way. Jacinta says you have to keep in mind anything in the night air will be drawn into the house.
One night we actually did turn it on, and within about 1 minute, our entire house was filled with the smell of skunk.
So if you got really good, deep skunk smell, you know the fan is working. Another possible drawback is with the air, you're bringing any kind of dust and pollen, anything else like that.
But Matthew Grokoff says overall, this big sort of box fan in the ceiling really pulls the hot air out of the house and pulls the cool air from outdoors into the house. Now, these fans don't work everywhere. If you live in an extremely humid area or a region where it never really cools down at night or in the morning, it might not be a good fit. But for areas that enjoy cooler mornings and evenings in the summer, Grokoff says this is a good alternative.
With the whole house attic fan, you're getting the same comfort that you're going to get with an air conditioning system. But on a dollar-for-dollar basis, the cost for running an air conditioning system is 20 cents to 30 cents every hour that you have that turned on. For a whole house attic fan, you're talking about a penny to a nickel an hour.
There are all kinds of fan designs besides the big box fan types. You can go to a home improvement store, your heating and cooling installer, or do some research online at greenovation.tv, or just type in whole house fan in Google. You'll find plenty of places wanting to sell you their version of a newly popular old idea. For the Environment Report, I'm Lester Graham.